the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Randy Heckman. He wants to be Michigan's next United States Senator. He wants to take Debbie Stabenow's seat. Randy, how are you?
I'm well. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's dive right into it. Your thoughts on the debt ceiling bill.
I feel that it's kind of like a car careening out of control at high speed. And as we head to the cliff, we just tap the brakes. We still go over the cliff. It's just not dealing with the problem. It solves a symptom, but it doesn't deal with the problem.
Well, we had United States the House of Representatives member Mike Rogers on the program. He didn't like it, but he said he voted for it because if we wouldn't have, we wouldn't have known what would have happened. And it's thought, Randy, that we would have seen our credit rating decrease. We would have seen the economy go in the tubes. The markets might have gone in the tubes. What's your perspective on
that? Well, I mean, it's just like we wait to the very last second. And then we have to do something because the house is about to get on fire. But we've had all these months to actually do something significant, but particularly the U.S. Senate, under the leadership of Harry Reid, has refused to even make a budget in the last 882 days. So it's just like we wait for the end to come, and then we're forced into a corner. We got to make a decision between death and dismemberment, and I guess we take dismemberment at that point, but it's just ridiculous that our leadership in Washington cannot get their minds and hearts around actually dealing with this debt problem that's going to really destroy the fabric of our country if we don't deal with it in the next handful of years.
Debbie Stabenow voted for it, and she said that the country needed it.
Yeah, well, Debbie Stabenow in 2004, when we're going to raise the debt limit, you know, one-third the amount that it was raised this time, spoke in moralistic terms against it, voted against it. She said, hey, when you're digging a hole, the first thing you got to do is stop digging. Well, this hole is so much deeper today than it was 7 years ago that, I don't know, I think we're getting closer to China.
All right, if Randy Heckman was in charge, say it wasn't Harry Reid, say it was Randy Heckman, what would you do to get us out of this situation?
We've got to grow the economy on one hand, get rid of these ridiculous regulations. We've got to deal with taxes in a way that is more streamlined and fair, to, you know, avoid, have many corporations and others that are avoiding tax altogether. We've got to straighten that side of it. But we've got to also basically lower corporate taxes. We've got to get regulations right so we can grow the economy, grow jobs on one hand. That grows taxpayers and tax revenues. But on the other hand, we've got to cut costs. There's just no getting around it. 40 cents of every dollar we spend in Washington is borrowed. That cannot go on.
Well, a lot is talked about, especially from conservative Republicans, about the taxing situation and what's, I'm sure what you hear is the same thing that I hear, that you let the Republicans be in charge and the poor people and the middle class are the ones that are going to feel the brunt of this.
Yeah, you know, there's a tax approach, Tony, that I don't know how many people know about it yet, but it's called the Fair Tax System. And it gives to the poor, to lower income people, basically a cushion, kind of a prebate they call it. But it's a consumption tax. And it's takes a while to explain, but once you understand it, it is so fair across the board. I mean, the rich guy that buys his yacht, he pays the tax, and yet there's a cushion for necessities at the bottom where you pay no tax. So, I mean, it's an incredible thing and probably not time here on the radio to fully explain it, but I'm really intrigued by the fair tax.
All right, Randy, we have been following you in your campaign. We're going to continue to do that along with the other candidates. We appreciate your time.
Sure.
Randy Heckman.